Preface to Meditation number 11. Cool. Cool. I have a daughter who lives in Dubai during the summer heat, when it may well be 45, 50 degrees centigrade or more, with humidity at around 80%. I will text her with some news, to which she will often reply just, "Cool." I love the irony. It's like the splendid wheelchair I often use now as I get more ancient. Its trade name is Karma, my destiny. Now I think that's cool. Living so frequently feels far from cool, and we can arrive at our times of meditation with lives that are full of bits of this, bits of that. Preoccupations hard to shake off. Fidgety things like, did I lock the car door, the front door? I think I left my shopping list. Or family issues. Sometimes good news that we can't wait to share. All this through to the way our politicians may be behaving on the national or international stage, or are being overwhelmed by some latest uncontrollable human tragedy when we feel so small and helpless and the world seems so big. All this, and at the same time, are not insignificant aches and pains which accompany us and keep nudging us for our attention. So we can arrive at meditation the hapless juggler of the skittles of living with all the things that hot and bother us. And we can feel so helpless. Helplessness, all our energy being leached out of us by what's going on within and beyond. Helpless. I keep saying it, and it's necessary to say, that it's okay. We are meant to feel this growing sense of helplessness from time to time, and face it. It's part of our growing up, our growing in wisdom, the growing recognition that we need to surrender more fully into the whole energy of life, of God, coursing in us and through us, bearing us along in the great mystery. Compassion fatigue? Stop the world I want to get off? Oh yes, of course. Meditation is there to cool us, to calm us in the daily life that we live, though we may not notice it at the time of meditation. In meditation, we are truly handing over. It is a sacrifice, sacrificial living. To do nothing in meditation for two periods a day, as John Mayne constantly teaches, when there is so much to occupy us, is really quite important if, in our heart of hearts, we nurture this recurring desire to live in God, with God, for God. Meditation is a rebalancing time. Perhaps very basically, it keeps on telling us to stop judging ourselves, since this is only to put ourselves in the centre again. It's another way of ego infiltration, if you like. Stop judging yourself. Stop being so harsh. Stay cool. Hand over. It is a constant return to the baseline so well held in the words of Julian of Norwich. All shall be well. St. Paul, perhaps, has it so? We are in difficulties on all sides, but never cornered. We see no answer to our problems, but never despair. Listen again to the coolness, the calming of what St. Julian says. All shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of thing shall be well.